we'll get started and get back on our agenda. I'd ask everyone to please take their seat. We are now back on the air. Our next item on the agenda is item L, trial court allocations, benefits funding. This is an action item. We welcome Judge Earl, co-chair of the Trial Court Budget Working Group, and Zlatko Theodorovich, co-chair, and also Stephen Chang. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to take a stab at this. there are three recommendations we bring you today, the most complex being probably recommendation number one, which addresses cost increases for health and retirement benefits. Recommendation number one is broken down into three sub-recommendations, and if all are approved, the result would be to fully fund the trial courts for those increased costs in fiscal year 11-12 and fiscal year 12-13. So starting with recommendation 1A, which addresses partial year cost increases for health and retirement benefits for fiscal year 11-12. The actual cost for these increases was determined to be $32,997,000. When this amount was submitted to the Department of Finance, DOF took the position that the Los Angeles Superior Court had a pension obligation bond that had retired at the end of fiscal year 10-11, and they no longer needed funding associated with that pension obligation bond. Thus, when appropriating funding for these partial year cost increases, DOF reduced the appropriation by the amount of the pension obligation bond, which was just over $20 million, leaving just over $12 million to cover the cost of these increases for health and retirement. The Trial Court Budget Working Group considered several options related to the retired POB and how it impacts funding the trial courts for these health and retirement costs. Those options included fully funding benefit cost changes to all courts other than the Los Angeles Superior Court. This would result in all courts except Los Angeles being funded at 100%. The Los Angeles Superior Court would bear the cost of the reduced funding associated with the retirement of their public obligation pension obligation bond and would not receive any funding for their cost-benefit changes. Thus, Los Angeles Trial Court Trust Fund allocation would be reduced by $12.41 million in order to fully fund the other courts. However, the Los Angeles Superior Court takes the position that they have relied on some of the funding associated with the POB, namely $13.3 million of it, as part of their base trial court trust fund funding level. And we discovered support for this position in an April 2010 Judicial Council meeting, which I will talk about in a moment. Another option the working group considered was to provide some funding to the Los Angeles Superior Court by allocating the appropriated money to all courts, including Los Angeles. This option would fund all courts except the Los Angeles Superior Court at 100%, and provide a small amount of funding to Los Angeles, but they would still have their trial court trust fund allocation reduced by $10.49 million in order to fully fund all of the other courts. The working group also considered using money from the trial court trust fund reserves to fully fund the cost of the retired POB and allocate the appropriated money to all 58 trial courts. What the trial court budget working group learned in considering this issue is that at the April 2010 Judicial Council meeting, the council reviewed a proposed court reduction plan by the Los Angeles Superior Court. That the report related to that April 10th meeting that addresses this issue is included as attachment B in your materials, and there is an attachment C which also lists all current and outstanding pension obligation bonds for other counties. And I want to make sure to include also that Zlatko and his folks are continuing to ask the legislature to fully fund these costs so that we don't have this issue come up in the future. The staff report for that April 2010 business meeting regarding this issue stated that the court's revised court reduction plan included $13.3 million in the ending operating reserves related to the retired POB costs. The Los Angeles Superior Court relied on the acceptance of the council as part of its reduction plan that this $13.3 million be maintained by the court to be used to address funding reductions. Ultimately, the Trial Court Budget Working Group agreed that based on the inclusion of this reference to the POB in the April 2010 report and the Judicial Council's acceptance of their reliance, of Los Angeles' reliance on the $13.3 million. It would be unfair to require the Los Angeles Superior Court to absorb the full amount of the reduction when $13.3 million of this funding was part of the court's historical base funding. Thus, the Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends that the Judicial Council approve the allocation of $12.472 million, which is the amount appropriated from DOF plus a surplus appropriation from fiscal year 10-11 to the trial courts. This recommendation will reduce the Los Angeles Superior Court's trial court trust fund allocation by $7.2 million, which is the difference between the amount of the POB and the $13.3 million on a one-time basis, and spread the remaining $13.3 million reduction among all trial courts on a pro rata basis. This will result in funding all courts except Los Angeles at 48.3% of their fiscal year 11-12 funding need, and Los Angeles would be funded at 48.3% of their adjusted need. I should note that this was a unanimous recommendation of the Trial Court Budget Working Group, and that the Los Angeles Superior Court supports this recommendation. So I can move on, or I can take questions before I move on. Or rather, Zlatko can take questions before I move on.
It appears that there are no questions at this time.
So does that mean, which recommendation then are you recommending?
That is recommendation 1A for now.
1A.
Should I keep going? Recommendation 1B addresses full-year cost increases for health and retirement benefits for fiscal year 11-12. The actual cost of these increases was determined to be just over $39 million. Reducing the amount by the cost of the Los Angeles Superior Court POB, DOF again appropriated only just over $18 million for these cost increases. For similar reasons, the Trial Court Budget Working Group has determined it would be unfair to require the Los Angeles Superior Court to absorb the full amount of the POB reduction. Thus, the Trial Court Budget Working Group unanimously recommends that the Judicial Council approve the allocation of the $18.679 million, which were the final confirmed costs to the trial courts. This recommendation will, on an ongoing basis, reduce the Los Angeles Superior Court's trial court trust fund allocation by $7.2 million, which is, again, the difference between the amount of the POB and the $13.3 million, and spread the remaining $13.3 million reduction among all trial courts, including the Los Angeles Superior Court. This will result in funding all courts except Los Angeles at 48%.
Is it
48.3%. 58.4% of their fiscal year 11-12 funding need, and Los Angeles will be funded at 21.8%. And again, I would note that the Los Angeles Superior Court supports this recommendation. Should I move on to 1C?
Yes.
The Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends that the Judicial Council approve the use of fiscal year 12-13 expenditure authority from the trial court trust fund balance to backfill on a one-time basis the shortfalls in benefit cost changes in fiscal year 11-12 and 12-13, a total of $26.6 million. This will result, relying on recommendations 1A and 1B, the total result in funding would result in funding the courts at 100% of their need. We further recommend that if insufficient expenditure authority is available, that the Judicial Council direct AOC staff to request additional expenditure authority from the Department of Finance. That is our recommendation on 1.
Any questions or comments on 1 at this time anyway, before we move on? I don't see any.
I move we adopt recommendation 1, or do you want to do them all together?
Let's do them all together.
Okay.
Recommendation number 2.
Item 2 addresses costs related to court interpreter benefit cost increases. These costs have traditionally been funded from both the state general fund and the trial court trust fund. Since fiscal year 10-11, this dual funding system has created the possibility of funding courts twice for these costs. To avoid this problem going forward, the Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends that funding for these costs first be funded from the trial court trust fund appropriation and that any funds in the court interpreter general fund item be set aside and allocated only if there is insufficient appropriation in the trial court trust fund appropriation, and that any unused general fund appropriation in any given year automatically revert back to the state general fund.
At this time, no questions or comments.
Item 3 addresses increased health and retirement costs in fiscal year 12-13, and it is broken down into two sub-items. Item 3A, in his January 2013 budget proposal, the governor proposed fully funding increased costs of health and retirement benefits for fiscal year 12-13. While not all trial courts have confirmed their final costs, some have, and as of January 31st, of this year, just over $23 million of the estimated amount of increased costs of health and retirement benefits have been confirmed by the trial courts. Additionally, six courts have provided confirmed health care premiums that have resulted in a net cost increase of $122,694. Rather than wait for confirmation from all trial courts before allocating funds, the Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends that the Judicial Council approve the immediate allocation of these confirmed amounts on a one-time basis to those courts providing confirmation as indicated in columns 11 and 13 of Attachment A, as these courts have been incurring and paying these costs since July of last year. Courts with unconfirmed cost changes will have until June 1st to provide confirmation of their premiums and employer share. And once unconfirmed costs have been confirmed, they will be fully funded, provided they do not exceed the funding available. And I'll move on to the last one. Item 3B, the governor's January 2013 budget proposal contains no funding for the annualized ongoing costs of the benefit cost changes that are effective in fiscal year 12-13. These costs will continue to be incurred by the trial courts in the future. The Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends that the Council approve the use of available trial court trust fund monies on an ongoing basis beginning in fiscal year 13-14 to fund these annualized cost changes. We further recommend that if insufficient trial court trust funds are available, that the Judicial Council direct AOC staff to pursue general fund monies to cover these costs.
Commissioner Alexander?
Are we pursuing asking them to fund that for the next year as part of the budget negotiations, so that
we are.
Yes.
So this is if that doesn't happen.
Correct.
If the current budget stays in effect.
Correct.
There appear to be no comments or questions at this time in any event. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move we approve all the recommendations.
I second it.
Judge Elias moves. Judge Ellsworth seconds. And any further discussion on these recommendations as presented? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you.